President Putin seems to have a different set of lawyers making a different set of interpretations, but I don't think that's fooling anybody. A sovereign people and independent people are able to make their own decisions about their own lives. And you know, Mr. Putin can throw a lot of words out there, but the facts on the ground indicate that right now he's not abiding by that principle.
The president talking about Putin firing his own warning shots back. Putin not moved at all by what President Obama has to say. And there's where we're at. Cold War II. Could it be the unthinkable? Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hope you and yours are doing well in whatever nook and cranny you hail from. This has to shake you a bit beneath your feet somewhat, right? So Russia is saying that it has successfully test-fired an intercontinental ballistic missile, an ICBM, as its acronym is, on Tuesday, with all of these tensions that are flying high over military intervention in the Ukraine, in the Crimea region, and talking about the amount of soldiers that can be seen all over that peninsula. So they do these tests. It's not an unusual thing. It's to show, I think, the West that, hey, we're here in Moscow. We have some nuclear fortitude. And to reassure the people in that area, we're going to protect you. So now, Russia and the United States signed the latest series of treaties, if you remember, on the ICBMs back in 2010. But Moscow is saying it will agree further cuts in the near future, and they're taking steps to upgrade its nuclear arsenal as well. So it's, again, we have a nuclear deterrent just in case we've got it. And Moscow says it's very concerned that the U.S. interceptors would shoot down some of those missiles in flight, and that would hurt their arsenal. So this is a lot of conversation about ICBMs. The key thing here is, okay, cutting them down, making sure the people in Russia and elsewhere realize, hey, we have the capability. The tension is incredibly high. Incredibly high. And Putin is saying, well, you know, the reason we're here in the first place in the Ukraine is to make sure the people are okay because of the chaos that ensued before. We're keeping watch. It's an easy thing to say and to, and some of the people in the area are backing that up anyway. Not all of them are looking for democracy. And we are deep, deep, deep into this. $1 billion at least committed, maybe more, while Europe is committed to seeing a solution and anything that has to do with diplomacy. But Europe is heavily dependent on importing from Russia and exporting to Russia and for its energy. So when push comes to shove, really, how much is Germany going to do, and how much is the other European countries, how much are they going to step up to do in this quest of democracy for the Ukraine? I'm going to say not as much as it would seem, because it's very touchy for them. So you have our Secretary of State, John Kerry, telling Putin to return troops to the barracks. You have the ICBM going off. You have a complete iced over, hey, we're not talking about any kind of military strategy, any of that kind of stuff. We're not talking about trade pacts. That's off the table right now. We're not making those plans. This is a very, very touchy time. When I say Cold War II, it's not ridiculous. I'm not a raving mad lunatic on the airwaves saying things that are impossible. How far will Putin push it? And then how do we respond? Is he going to blink? Is he going to blink? Will there be a bigger, broader invasion, if you will? Putin is saying he's got to watch for the extremists. And they are concerned. They've got the pipeline going through there that comes from Moscow with the natural gas. They have their own interest, too, as well. And I would say that the people in the Ukraine can't know what end is up when they're seeing soldiers in the Crimea region all over the place listening to what's going on. The cancellation. The U.S. is boycotting the G8 summit in Sochi unless Russia reverses its course in the Ukraine. So there are a whole bunch of things at work here. It is not crazy to suggest this is like another Cold War. So any gains that had been made by previous administrations, anything that happened in the past, could all be thrown out the window. And there's no question that Putin does not have a lot of respect for Obama. You can tell it by the way he steps around. And then you heard what Obama said there, the pushback. So the buzz in the backyard, some of it has to be this. Because you're invested. If you're listening to me in Ottumwa, Iowa, if you're listening to me all over the great state of Florida, Missouri, Illinois, wherever, all of us in this together as Americans, I mean, we're talking about already money invested, but also how economically this plays out and how it plays out on the world stage, what happens with China, which China is standing by Russia. If he really goes to the wall on this Ukraine thing, some things are going to tumble. Because eventually, with enough pushback, it will happen. What's interesting is on Wall Street exploded. I mean, despite the Ukraine, and usually anything negative just tips the balance there, it just exploded. Russian stocks, huge with this tension. So they've made some gains there. In the Ukraine, they need money. And we've already said we're giving them a billion. But what happens to that $1 billion? Your money, my money. What happens to that $1 billion when it gets to the Ukraine? And what about all the other money that's supposedly being put up by the Europeans? What if democracy isn't inevitable and the Ukraine goes back to Russia? Could happen. What's the play? And do you think the Ukraine we'll go back under the Russian wing? 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Meet you on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the No-No hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for No-No hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my No-No. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-No has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
What will happen? Do you really think there is a chance of World War II, as I say, or, you know, just in general, which would, not World War II, Cold War II, is there a chance that the Ukraine ends up back in the hands of the Russians and not pursuing democracy? I'd say there's a pretty good chance of that, at least a 50% chance. Give it half, right? You might disagree, or you might think that's exactly what's going to happen. 855-266-5283. A couple of other things to throw in here that I call the buzz in the backyard, and that includes what in the world is going on with our technology. And when I say that, there is something seriously sad about a couple of stories that somebody sent me links to. You know, I was looking around at news stories, and in the San Francisco area, people are still talking about the sad story of an eighth grader who dropped his cell phone and he went to pick it up in the train tracks. So a train is coming, bearing down on him, but he's not even so much aware of it because his cell phone dumped, fell into the tracks, and he went to try to get it, not even thinking about the freight train, like, forget the cell phone. Let the train hit the cell phone. You can always get a new one. But unfortunately, that's not what happened. Two people got off the tracks when the train was coming, but for some reason what happened, it was actually The boy was on the tracks, but he stepped off of it. A girl stepped back on the tracks to get the cell phone. And when she ran back to get that, she was sucked under the train when it started to get closer, which is, I mean, just so depressing. And, you know, this is something that I think just goes to that whole thing of us being so, I mean, I know I'm taking this to a different degree. It was an accident. It's terrible. It's horrific for the families. But it just makes you think, wow, you know, I didn't have a cell phone when I was that age. So there was, of course, stupid things could happen and there's teenage distractions. But because of the so much dependent on the phone, of course, she's not thinking. They're not thinking, all three of them. And they're going right there in the tracks, even with a freight train coming down. Just not thinking, I can get a new phone, that's okay. But thinking, I need that, that's my connection. Today I was in a doctor's office and I saw a girl right about that age. And she was on the cell phone the whole time, never looked up, her mother was talking to her. And same, you know, hey, teenage stuff. But then they call her name, oh, she's going to have to go in. And her mother says to her, I don't want you to take that phone in there. Do not take that phone in there. And she's so connected to the phone, it starts a little bit of a disagreement. Why can't I take my cell phone? I need my cell phone. Why can't I take my cell phone? Back and forth. And finally the mother won out. And they thought, of course, because you're so hooked into the technology. And I'm not anti-technology. I'm just saying there's something about that. It's very similar, except for the mobility factor of it, in a different way, to how many people get sucked into, television being the center of everything, right? So, of course, you would never want to see, no matter what, your house is on fire, you don't want your television gone. That's, my goodness, that's like having a third person in the house because you're watching so much TV. And listen, I can be as guilty as anyone of mindless, I call it serial watching, watching. They call it binge watching. But two people actually had to go to the hospital because they tried to save their television before leaving their burning apartment in St. Paul, Minnesota. Not thinking. You know, they were disconnecting the television. The room was filled with smoke. We learn when we're kids, you can't go back in. Smoke is billowing out. They were already fine. They would have been fine. And in fact, the firemen had to tell them, you have to leave the television behind. I mean, you can't replace your life. You can replace belongings, televisions. And who knows what happened with the television. I'm sure it's gone. But they're, again, not thinking clearly because we have to have this. I mean, we're not made of money, but so we have to have our technology. We have to have the TV. Two very completely different incidents, but people being hospitalized with smoke inhalation could have been killed, and a teenager killed because they had to pick up the cell phone from the tracks. I can't imagine being any family member and getting that call and hearing that story. Well, what happened? They weren't going in for a kid. They didn't go back to get a kid. They went back to get a TV. And then the teenager. Of course, I am so connected to the phone, I can't possibly lose the phone. And look how sad that is. And can you imagine the friends with her? I can't imagine that. I think of my buddies when I was that age. You are thick as thieves with the kids you hang around. And, we used to go to the train. We used to take the train into Philadelphia, and we were very careful around the tracks because there was like a platform. And I remember that. I mean, I remember staying back because of the way the trains blew in. The last thing we would have thought, and of course we didn't have cell phones, would be to have anything drop down there and jump down to get it. And hanging with the kids and having that happen and then having to make those calls, wow, just awful. So while we're at it, here's a follow-up that has nothing to do with technology. In fact, it's the opposite of that. You know, the story broke about the $10 million in gold coins the couple that had the property where they were walking their dog, and then they didn't really want to be known, but they had all the gold that they had found appraised, and it was over 1,400 pieces of Gold Rush U.S. gold coins. So now they're trying to, this is the thing, all these things have now emerged, like there is a law that they'll have to pay taxes on the coins. That's the first thing. Like, ridiculous, almost half the money, what it would be worth, the $10 million. Then the other thing is, okay, so where did the coins come from? And there's all these theories floating around. One is that Jesse James' gang deposited it back there in hopes of financing another war, another civil war. Then they're talking about that there was possibly a robber, a guy named Black Bart, who stuck up a lot of stagecoaches and probably buried that gold. And then there's another theory that the gold coins are coins that a guy named Walter Dimmick stole from the mint in San Francisco in 1901, because those coins were never recovered. Boy, I bet when Jack Trout, the amateur coin historian who the couple went to, started to talk about this when it was reported in the San Francisco Chronicle, I bet they had no idea all the things were going to bubble up as a result of this. And the coins now are called the Saddle Ridge Hoard after the area where they were discovered. I mean, so can you imagine? They could have been buried there from robbers, from sticking up stagecoaches, from Jesse James. It's just crazy. The history of it is very, very cool. But now this coin dealer and all the things that have bubbled up as a result of that is things where now they're saying, well, if they're stolen and we can prove it, then it wouldn't really be theirs. And wow. See, there's always something. Nothing is for free. Even when something cool like finding the coins happens, Uncle Sam wants a piece. Theories abound as to who could have put them there. Could be the mint. Oh, awful. Anyway, easy come, easy go, right? Coming up next, Peel Back the Onion with Andrew Sabo.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Here they come again. Catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. 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 We gotta run, no more time for fun, when we're getting angry, we will yell with all of our might.
Welcome to another edition of Peel Back the Onion with my pal Andrew Szabo, marketing strategist and branding expert, also a speaker. Andrew, how are you?
Excellent, Kate. Good to be with you and your listeners tonight.
Good to have you back on the show. Okay, the Ukraine, of course, we can't get enough of this because everything is happening there, obviously. It's a showdown. I said to Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio who was on, I said, this is kind of like those old MTV celebrity death matches they used to have, the claymation figures. They would put celebrities together and have them duel it out. And I said it would be like you'd have Putin in one corner and you'd have Obama in the other corner, because that's what everybody's really talking about. As far as who comes out better from your perception right now, because we talked about what you look at, marketing, strategy, branding, all that kind of stuff. So when you see on the world stage what's happening here, who looks better right now, Obama or Putin?
Well, again, it's about perspective, which often is the case when it comes to messaging. I mean, from Russia's point of view, clearly Putin is the stronger one. I mean, he's been looking down at the nose of the Americans. It's been prevalent now for several years. I mean, go back to Snowden. You know, he didn't hand over Snowden. It's pretty obvious. I mean, when one looks at the games, the Olympic games, the Winter Games, this reminded me, I'm sorry, but it reminded me at some level of the 1936 Olympic Games in Berlin, where it was a show of power on the Germans' part to show off to the world that they were no longer a weak power. If you look at it in a historical perspective, you know, Germany was weakened after the First World War, and this is really their coming out and showing off their strength and that they had rebuilt the country. I think drawing some parallels, this was Putin's coming out party showing the Russian strength. And now you've seen him in Crimea occupying. He's looking to, I see it that he could very well easily be occupying Ukraine. And I don't think there's much the West can do about it. And Obama, unfortunately, his whole strategy, well, let's reset the policy from the Bush years has been, yeah, it's been a reset, but not in the right direction. And Obama's looking at this now. He has no, you know, just, you know, as we talked about last week, scaled back the military. And then you look at what's the red line going to be this time? We saw already the red line that was in Syria. We talked about that a few months ago, remember? That was the last red line that Obama drew. He promised to intervene if Bashar al-Assad regime used chemical weapons. And Assad called Obama's bluff. And it's ironic it was Putin who saved the U.S. president from the consequences of his own rhetoric. So, yeah, who's the stronger? It's quite clearly Putin. And it's amazing how things have changed. If you, you know, we've talked about this several months ago, but comparisons of Carter and his foreign policy, that's looking a whole lot stronger than Obama's policy at this point.
Yeah, I agree. And I'll tell you what, I think Putin is far from done with this whole thing at this point. He is not backing down. And, I mean, there's just no way he'll back down after this. He's going to continue to rally. I think he's going to hold everybody at bay, if you will, the European Union. And we'll see ultimately how the rest of this unfolds. And then part of this is going to be the money deal, because the Ukraine needs desperately money. And what do you make of the U.S. pledging $1 billion? There are some on the Hill that are saying, are you kidding? Let's just get out of this game. Why are we even throwing money up here? What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, this is a situation where just throwing money at it, we saw what happened in Egypt, that doesn't work. You know, it does not buy loyalty anymore. Obama's, you know, so you're looking at Obama's preferred method is diplomacy. His diplomacy doesn't work. Money doesn't work, and we no longer have military power. So we're really out of options at this point. There is one thing that we talked about a little bit. I'm sure you've heard about this, Kate, is if the Western powers can manage to work together, which I'm not sure how Obama can do that. Both Bushes were very good at that. They maintained excellent relationships with our allies. But one recourse, if the allies do gang up on Russia and go, if you like, an economic strike against the ruble, they could ruin the ruble. And that would be, I think, it's almost the only recourse left. What do you think, Kate?
Oh, yeah. If they did that, though, too, what would it ultimately do to the people in Russia? You know, there's consequences, obviously, there. But, yes, that's been talked about. And, of course, we know we've seen that with the European Union and the International Monetary Fund and the bailouts, where they've had to bail out several countries. So they know all about maneuvering the currency and what can happen to that. So, absolutely, that's a huge possibility. Hey, speaking of maneuvering, there's a lot of reaction to the president's now budget. And John Boehner said, the Speaker of the House said, I think this is the worst one yet. Money and manpower for regulations, that's part of the wish list. What do you think? I mean, first of all, we're talking about $3.9 trillion. That's crazy. Amazing, isn't it? And deficit reduction, once again, is in the back seat. What do you think?
And it's interesting listening to some of Obama's supporters defend this budget. They're saying basically that, well, the rate of deficit is going down. So not necessarily the deficit's going away, but our deficit will potentially decrease in the next couple of years. And therefore, well, let's go spend money we don't have. I mean, it's like the amazing rhetoric and the double talk that goes on in Washington. It sounds great, but you've got to peel back the onion. And so what are they really saying here?
it's like telling a family who's already severely in debt that this year, okay, your economic shortfall will not be as great as last year. In other words, this year, you're only going to be 50,000 more in debt. We were expecting to be 70,000 in debt. And because we're only going to be 50,000 more in debt, adding to our already big debt, they said, let's go out and spend some more money. Now, if you put that to a family, they would look at you with complete absurdity. How, what are you talking about? This is nonsense. And I'm amazed that this isn't really being challenged at its most fundamental level, which the absurdity of saying, well, let's spend more money because the rate of our deficit spending is now less. And actually, if you look in the future, it's predicted to go even higher. So in a couple of years, that's potentially, and they say potentially, a reduction in deficit. So let's go spend more money. It is absurd. You wouldn't do that in a family. You don't do that in a business. You can't do that in a city. We've seen our states unable to do it, and yet the federal government uses double speak and makes it sound quite palatable. It's extraordinary and absolutely absurd, and we're just kicking the can down the road to a point where, you know, it may not be the ruble collapsing, but it's going to be the dollar collapsing.
Boy, I hope not, but you're absolutely right. And, you know, I said that when I first started doing America Tonight, geez, I hope we never see in my lifetime anywhere near a deficit of 19 to 20 trillion. But you know what? I might be seeing that and the rest of us might be seeing that 19 trillion. We're getting a lot closer than I ever thought we would get, which is just absolutely so shocking me. I want to squeeze this one last thing in. They also decided to announce another delay in the implementation of the Obamacare, Affordable Care Act, to allow insurers, they say, to continue offering health plans that don't meet the minimum coverage requirements. And the reason is because they'd have another wave of health policy cancellations, and people go berserk over that. So timing is everything, isn't it, because we have the midterm elections. Don't you think pretty much this is politics?
Of course it is. Democrats are running afraid here. I mean, historically, there's always a political advantage in the battle for control of House and Senate when you've got a midterm to the party that's not in the White House. And I'm sure you saw the new Washington Post ABC news poll, basically that's saying that even though a lot of Americans trust Democrats more than Republicans in some of the key issues today, that's not being translated to any political advantage in the battles that will take place in the midterm election. So what are they going to do? They make a political maneuver, and because they're already on the losing edge potentially here. And as we've talked about several times already, that there's going to be millions more because of Obamacare are going to be losing their coverage this year. People are covered by companies. They postponed that, and that was all going to be happening in the months before the election. So by postponing that, it's clearly a political maneuver. I think a lot of people will start to see through that. I think it's incumbent on the Republicans to tell the story right. And this has been one of the things, and obviously one of my criticisms, from a strategic messaging point of view, they don't always take the message and make it simple. You've got to make this to the point where everybody understands it in simple terms. All we're doing is we're postponing that. You will lose your coverage. The Democrats are doing this merely to gain your vote. Next year, once the elections are over, it's all going to come right back, and you're going to lose your coverage. You've got to keep the message simple.
Yep, I agree with you. Keep it simple. That's always the best way. All right, peel back the onion with Andrew Sabo. Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks as always, Kate.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Madonna, no throwbacks here on America Tonight, at least for this segment, as we roll forward into one of my favorite things that we do. Let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Craig, who says, Kate, I am so tired of hearing about Putin. You know, I'm not a great defender necessarily of Obama. I voted for him both times because, frankly, the alternatives were not great. I'm actually an independent. However, I think that people are turning the president into the villain in this whole thing. I mean, for goodness sake, what is he supposed to do? Blow a hole through Putin, for goodness sake? Isn't it the art of negotiating, after all? What in the world has this guy done wrong to have everybody paint our president as the villain? It's, I think, a little bit absurd. Well, I don't think it's absurd. I don't think it's absurd because, you know, the person, I said this the other night, if you run for president, you know exactly what you're getting. It's true, the buck stops with you. So if something happens on your watch, think back to any president and think about what they stood for, what they set up their administration to be, and I could go on with the list of criteria and what they set out to do legislatively. In the case of world affairs, in the case of dealing with world leaders, That's what you have to ask yourself. When the buck stops with you, the president is one of our lines of defense, the leader of the free world, for goodness sake. So it is important how he handles China and Russia and European nations and anywhere, frankly, with developing nations or, you know, pick your country. Our relationships, are we sending them money? Think of the money that we outlay to other countries, involvements in their own turmoils and struggles and wars, things that we're not doing, things that everybody thinks we should be doing. You know, it's really, honestly, it's like you're sitting in front of a lazy Susan and here are all the things spinning around. But you choose to sit in front of that. And it matters because this is our representation. This is the government that we back up. This is the democratic process. The people who represent us on the Hill, the person who represents us as the president of our United States. So I think it's fair game to rip into a president. If you are actively voting and paying attention, especially, if you don't like what's happening, you have a right to complain. I mean, granted, somebody can go over to the tacky side and the ridiculousness, but every president's had that too as well. In this case, I think Putin is in the land of public relations. He's, at least the first couple of days, he's been crushing Obama. And this is why now Obama's coming out and saying some things about Putin and what they're doing and how we're not backing down off of the situation. There's a lot of uncertainty here. And uncertainty breeds fear. And we're part of this in the sense that it is our money that will back up the situation, plus our future and our relationships with countries that, frankly, could blow us out of the water. I mean, that was the whole idea before of the Cold War. What were the concerns of nukes and all the drills in the 50s that kids had to go through in schools? And you ask kids from that era what they thought of Russia, and that's what they thought, that Russia could kill people in the United States. And then there was the thawing out, and then there was the relationships and the meetings and all of that that took place through different administrations. And now here we are in a much different situation, and the relationship between our president and the president of Russia is not a good one. And Putin, frankly, I think on the world stage, not rhetoric through right or left or independent news, just my point of view, Vladimir Putin is not really blinking. Not really. He clearly does not have respect for Obama. You could see that with the Ed Snowden situation, or he never would have granted him asylum. For goodness sake, Snowden is going to do an interview in South by Southwest, the big music festival, technology music festival that they have in Austin, Texas. And he clearly is still dropping all kinds of leaked information to newspaper people in Washington and elsewhere. And that was one of the things Putin said, that he wouldn't harbor him if he was taking classified documents and leaking them, and he does not care. So he does not care what the United States thinks. Or he's super passive-aggressive, and he's playing the United States in lots of different directions, and that could also be part of an even bigger plan. I didn't mean to go this deep on that, but anyway, so I disagree with that. I don't disagree, and I say this all the time, I don't care if you're left of left, right of right, or somewhere in between, with you're wanting to express your opinion and saying, look, I'm an independent. I voted for him twice because the alternatives were crappy, but I don't understand why everybody's beating up Obama. Clearly, to me, there is a reason in this particular case why that is happening. All right, let's do another one here. That's see, this one is from John listening to us in Illinois. I am so tired of the snow. I cannot tell you. I don't get tired of you Ms. Delaney talking about the snow. However, sometimes you sound like an apologist for what's going on with the weather. You don't have to apologize. I think it's good when you inform us about highways and accidents and things that have happened across the country and in my own area. I can tell you that speaking for many in the great state, I love it, he picked up my saying, in the great state of Illinois, that we are ready to put our shovels down. In fact, I've gone through three so far. Bring on the spring. Yeah, that's bring on the spring. A lot of people are saying that. Yep, absolutely. You know, it's tough. It's tough because of the whole salt shortages and blowing through the budgets and, you know, pick a place and almost anywhere we could say that that's happened. So, yeah, clearly it has been a rough winter on many, many people. Charlie says, Kate, I actually watched a little bit of the Academy Awards, and I have to say bravo to Ellen. Don't really know much about her, but I thought it was kind of clever, some of the stuff that she did. Did you read the thing about the pizza guy and what happened to him when he was pulled into the Oscars? I think that's a really cool story. I did read the story. He got a $1,000 tip, and that pizza place, which I guess he was an owner and he was delivering pizzas and didn't realize even what was going on, he thought that he was delivering backstage somewhere, not even anywhere at the Oscars, something to musicians, and then all of a sudden he's on camera. But all of a sudden also, because of probably the publicity of that, how many people watched that, the sales of those pizzas that, I don't know what brand it is, but the sales of those pizzas, those pizza joints out there, have exploded. They were running out of supplies and, you know, all that stuff. So you never know where it's going to come from, but that shows you the power of social media and, I guess, people watching the Oscars. All right, let's take another one here quickly. And this one is from the judge who says, Kate, don't know if you caught this or not. This was an election day for some, anyway. In the Lone Star State, a Bush gets elected. And this is a Bush to keep your eyes on because he has a chance to go a lot further in his career. I think this is just the beginning. Yeah, I mentioned that before. It's Jeb Bush's son, and he is now the Texas Land Commissioner. George P. Bush, his name is. You know, there's a couple of Georges in that family, right? So this is the next wave of the Bush family to get involved in politics. And, you know, this is the first step. Like I said, he raised almost $4 million to become the Texas Land Commissioner. Wild. Any thoughts? Send them to us, americatonight.net.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.